Hey friends, it's your intrepid warrior David Landjuli with fundraisingleadership.org with my good friend and colleague Margaret Katzcan coming to you to talk about challenges, whether you take them on or not.
Yes. So David, hi David. Thanks for the
I
welcome. Hello, anybody who's listening. We were just chatting before we started the podcast, and both of us are a little tired today, but we're tired for different reasons. But which we will share with you, but it's led us to just wanting to talk a little bit about leaders challenging themselves, choosing whether to say yes to a challenge or no to a challenge.
Yeah.
And what goes into that?
What goes into that is right. And where you fall on that spectrum. So I was sharing with Margaret that many of you in the audience know that I train jujitsu. It's actually a challenge that I took on 9 years ago to we call it a quest. It's a big hairy ass thing that you have no that you really have no idea how you're going to achieve it, but it involves other people, it involves resources, it has a definite goal and that you're aiming for. Like mine was black belt by 62. I'm still in that challenge right now, but as part of it, some of my teammates have been cold plunging, and this old frame of mine, takes a beating in jujitsu, which is one of the reasons why that was a huge challenge for me to take on. And so I've been experimenting with this cold plunging, and to see if that can help with my inflammation. And but getting into 40 degree water is a challenge. And later on in
Yeah.
the
Staying.
day, I always feel a little tired.
Yeah. Well, and David, you were telling me like you don't just jump in. It's a different protocol.
Right. Well, some guys actually do jump in,
And then
but
jump
yes,
out
you.
again. Just what
So
I would.
they climb out because their feet and hands are so frozen they can't jump. But yeah, this cold plunge tub is inside of a geodesic dome that has hot steam in it. So you're taking your body from like where your heart rate goes up very high because of the heat and the steam, and then you're plunging into 40, 45 degree water and staying in there for at least 3 minutes. So yeah. So I mean, here we are. I've been saying like I'm not going to take on more challenges, and here I am doing cold plunging.
Doing more challenges. And so we were talking a little bit about how, maybe as a leader, David's default is to say yes to challenging things.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And my reason for my fatigue is that I joined a challenge that was actually called a challenge, and I have a very ambivalent relationship with LinkedIn, but it's a place where I would like to have more presence. And so I thought I would challenge myself with a 30 day, how many times do you think I can use that word challenge in a sentence here? I'm going for a record. It's a new challenge.
Yeah.
I am in a 30 day posting every day. And the group that I'm working with is based on the East Coast and I'm in Colorado. So when they meet at 9 a.m., it's 7 a.m. for me. So it's today was day 23, and I've been at my desk at 7 a.m. every day for the last 23 days, including the weekends. So it's been early. It's not how I would normally start a morning. It's not where I normally am at 7 a.m. So that is feeling challenging.
Also,
And
part of the reason why we're both feeling a little fatigued today.
right, that was
You.
what was behind the conversation. So and for me, my default, I think, for a lot of years as a mother and somebody with a career, like it just felt always like enough to too much. And so my default, if you had challenged me to do something that made me uncomfortable or might result in a little bit less sleep, would have been, my default would have been like, oh, I think not. That would be no for me.
So yeah, so we're on the well, there's a whole spectrum, right? But leaders in the world generally take on challenges in one form or another. I would almost say by definition, if you're a leader, you're up to something challenging. Now it becomes a matter of degree, I think, like how challenging is it?
And it may be that that would be the more typical default for people. Well, I think people in a sort of traditional leadership who, people who are running an organization or, I think those people may have as a default that, yeah, bring it on. Give me the mountain to climb, like give me the cliff to jump off of or the airplane to jump out of or something. There may be more predisposition. But I also think, we use the word leadership in a broader context.
Yeah, I think if you, I don't know too many. If we were to look at leaders that we admire, if I were to think about leaders that I admire, they definitely took on some big challenges, Mahatma Gandhi and the British Empire. Like that.
Yeah, that's a serious challenge. Yeah.
Martin Luther King and racism in America. We could go on and on. But I think there is, and I'm not, I'm using those that just came off the top of my head, but I'm not using those as a way of comparing what anyone in the audience is up to as a leader, that it's not challenging for you. It could be your small nonprofit that is delivering, aid to hurricane relief right now. That could be a huge challenge.
I think sometimes in the nonprofit world, it seems like the default is, and with all respect and admiration for the people who are working to get hurricane relief, but sometimes the default seems to be less challenge instead of more challenge. There's a lot of fear about resourcing, big challenges in the nonprofit space. So,
Well, you, Margaret, especially, and me in the past worked with a lot of fundraising leaders, so let's say you're an executive director of a nonprofit, and but you shy away from fundraising, because it's a challenge for you.
yeah, right.
A lot of EDs do that.
Yeah, this is that was my day 23 post was certainly a bit about that on LinkedIn today, so that is certainly on my mind. But I think sometimes when people feel challenged by one thing, then they calibrate to less everywhere else. I mean, the example of like if I as an executive director don't feel comfortable raising a lot of money, then and I don't believe that I can raise more money, then I'm gonna have less going on in my organization. Pay people less, hire fewer people, like everything gets more compact.
Part of our role, just to be clear to folks in the audience who know us as executive coaches, part of our role in working with leaders is to enter into this conversation about challenge. And in fact, that's one of the skills that we use as coaches. We will challenge clients. Like when I first started coaching, and even now, I will challenge clients, to go beyond, what they think is possible.
Yeah, or what they're comfortable with.
Exactly. Yeah. I was speaking with one of my clients, not just maybe a week or so ago, and I challenged him to, well, he was talking about reaching out to somebody, and I said, well, maybe I'll send him a note. I said, no, I'm going to challenge you. Pick up the phone and call that person. And so, like in coaching, we always say the client is completely at choice. The client can say yes to that challenge, no, or make a counter offer. And he counter offered to the no, I'll send him a note.
Okay. There's a yeah.
Well,
And I
he
think
thought about it. He did. And then there's some growth in that too.
yeah. And I think there's some interesting if you take the lid off and sort of look at like what makes a challenge a good challenge for a specific person to say yes to versus no, there's a lot at play there, including again, for David, he's a yes guy for challenges, or has been over most of his life. And so his work is probably to ask himself, gosh, is this what is the upside of this challenge for me?
Yeah, no, that's true. So if I was working with Margaret, and hypothetically, and this conversation might happen here, because as I'm completing the arc of my 10-year quest for a black belt, there will invariably come up some other, because I'm a person who historically has always I've always challenged myself. There will come something that I will have to think through and talk through with a coach. Like, and the challenge might be to say no. For me.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I
Yeah,
do
and
think
actually,
that's
there is something bubbling up. Somebody reached out to me. This has been on my mind. Because someone reached out to me to see if I would be interested in serving on a board of a going nonprofit. And one of the reasons, of course, they want me to be on the board is because they're having trouble fundraising and they don't have anybody on the board with fundraising experience. And so anyway, I said I would consider it. But they haven't reached out yet, so we'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
And do you
but I'm
feel
not going into that like it's a yes, right? I really am being more thoughtful about it. But sometimes people will think about stuff forever and never take the action. So that's the other side of this, right?
right? Where they say neither yes nor no sometimes. They
Right.
just
Maybe.
yeah, maybe we'll see.
My father's favorite line. We'll see. When he didn't
We'll
want to commit.
see.
When he didn't want to commit to anything. And that was frequently.
Yes. Can we get ice cream after dinner?
We'll
We'll
see.
see. We'll see. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm trying, I was thinking about that. I definitely get this more of this challenging energy from my mom.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's definitely the high D energy of the disc. There's a lot of these on the disc are challengers. They just are. So it's hardwired for me. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
to challenge yourself and others.
True. And then I do think the we'll see is more of an S behavior on the disc.
Yeah, probably an S behavior. And I'm a high I on disc, and so it's I don't think there's an inherent challenge in that style. When I
So
think I so.
unless it's yeah that it's not wouldn't it's not that it would be a ch the challenge for a high I would be to chill out, like go on a
To
silent
follow
retreat,
through.
go on a silent retreat. That would be it.
That might be a challenge. I think the challenge, I mean, because eyes can be big thinkers, certainly, and have big ideas, and the challenge is often the completion of a project or the
That's
details
true.
of the project.
Yeah. And then the challenge for a C on the disc would be to get out of the paralysis of analysis and take some action. Because they'll just want to, well, I'll think about
Right.
it.
Or
Let me think.
I need more information. I need more
Yeah.
data
I
before I
need more
can.
data. Right. And then you come back next week. Okay, did you get all your data? No, I still need more data.
Nope, I only have 92% of the data that I need.
Yeah. So there's different ways, folks have different styles. These are sort of behavioral styles, but what we know about behavioral styles is we have a sort of a default, but we can always be challenged to step out of our default style and maybe take some risk or do something or not or don't do something, right?
When you propose a challenge to a client, and I know there's a lot of different answers, but there's something that you see for them,
Yeah.
right? Like what has you encouraging or offering a challenge that you think, ooh, this would really make some sort of difference for this person?
That's a good question. It first of all, it's as a coach, as coaches, we rely on our intuition to inform that, like what would help stretch this client. Like in their growth as a leader or as a person. Like in the example I used with my client, who I knew it was a stretch for him to pick up. And I said, look, I'm going to challenge you to pick up the phone. That's how I set it up, because it's for his, it's because he was the one who said, I want to reconnect with this person. Yeah. So I had heard, like, okay, I'm listening. And he's like, yeah, I really want to reconnect with this person, And, we're talking about the why he wasn't and all of that. And then that's when he's just like, okay, I'm going to challenge you, and not with a text or an email, like, really go for it.
I challenged a client recently to have what I know was going to be a hard conversation. And as I'm trying to answer the question that I just asked you, I think I was holding for this person, I know that they aspire to a skill level that would have this be an easy conversation as opposed to a hard conversation. But like,
Right.
you got to start somewhere, and whether it goes well or it doesn't go well, like just start, and then you'll have something to work with. Because as you said, it feeds a desire that my client has to show up differently, as a manager of people, and be able to have sort of direct conversations that may invite feedback coming back towards my client, that might be uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, so that's a good word. Uncomfortable. Executives who come into coaching generally don't come in to be comfortable because that's not why they're hiring a coach. Generally speaking, there's some growth that they're looking for, whether it be in their communications or in the case, in the example I used, or in the also similar in your case, feedback, looking for feedback, or they are looking to improve relationships, or they are looking to improve productivity or performance. So all of these things, as we say, are in the growth edge of leaders. Like these are things that they might not do on their own, but for a coach being in their corner, encouraging them. That's another word I'll use when I issue a challenge. I'll say, I encourage you to pick up the phone and make that call because it does take courage to, actually, I believe it takes courage to take on a challenge. It takes quite a bit of courage. Yeah. To actually do something you've never done before, or there's something you're uncomfortable with, or something like that you want to do, but you always hold back,
I think we're sort of kind of forming a little bit of a like a metric of when, well, here's a time when challenging yourself might make sense. And I think what we're both saying as a coach that we can kind of name, boy, if we're aligned with the client on a goal that they have, and this challenge seems like a way to, it's a waypoint on the path to where they want to go, then it's a great thing. And then also for them not to be 100% attached to what happens when they do the challenge.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing about I think something that's challenging is you don't necessarily know what the result's going to be. That's why it's a challenge. So, right? So if you're gonna, in the case of my client, the fear was rejection.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
Nobody likes to be rejected. I mean, it's just nobody likes that. Right?
And nobody
And
likes getting, criticism at work for something that they didn't do well.
right. You don't want to, if you know that the feedback you get is going to be not very flowery, then you will re be reluctant to ask for it.
Yeah. Well, and that, you may not be jumping in 40 degree water because it's pleasant, right? It might not feel good while you're in there.
Yeah, and that's a good point. This is another thing about a challenge is it's going to be uncomfortable, period. Like jumping into 40 degree water, but knowing a thing and actually experiencing thing are two different aspects of something. Right. So even though you think like, oh, that's going to be really uncomfortable. But I know if I do it, like if I do the cold plunge, my body's going to feel better afterwards. So there is some goal here, right? I'm not just taking the challenge for the sake of taking the challenge. And you kind of know. And it's like, okay, it's going to be uncomfortable. Well, how uncomfortable is it going to be? Oh, I see those guys like breathing and hardly catch their breath. Do I really want to do this? And like, not really, but okay, here I go. That's the thing, right? You gotta jump in sometimes. You just do to experience it and see, can you withstand it?
Yeah.
Like the feedback or the call to the friend. You have to do it to actually experience, and you may find, oh, it's not so bad.
Right. Or you may find like, whoo, that's a weak muscle, but I think I can make it stronger.
That too, absolutely. Like, okay, that was hard. Like when I started doing this cold plunging, I was like, my friends who are into this are were have been going doing this for several months now, and they go in for like 5 minutes, some of them up to 10 minutes, and I'm like, no way,
No way.
no way, but like,
That's what I'm saying, just thinking about cold
right,
plunging
yeah.
regularly. Woo.
Yeah.
I did.
And
I
I
jumped
mean,
into
look,
cold
I used
water
to,
in the
I
summer.
climbed mountains, which was for 15 years, and that was a big challenge. But every now and then we get off a mountain and, it'd be kind of dirty and filthy and stinky. And, well, I'm gonna get that off. Well, there's a glacier stream right there. Let's go jumping out. So I kind of knew what I was getting into a little bit. It had been a few years. And, but I said, like, all right, I'm going to start with 3 minutes. Let's see if I'm just going to go in once for 3 minutes. Let me see if I can just stay in the water for 3 minutes without getting out. And I did that, and it was very unpleasant.
For any of you who are wondering, unpleasant.
Exactly. But then it was like, okay, I did that for 3 minutes. All right, can I do it again? And this is where, you build up the resilience to do the hard things, so the very first time I went to this, and this is a nonprofit that actually has these geodesic domes with the cold plunge and the sauna, so we're doing this for a good cause. They actually help. It turns out this cold plunging is very good for people who are recovering from addiction. And the neuroscience is pretty good behind it. So anyway, we're supporting this nonprofit through this too. But I was like, okay, let me try another 3 minutes. And they're like, okay, how much farther out on this ledge can I go? And so the very first time I went there, I did put my body in 3 times for 3 minutes each. And I did that for a while, and now I've graduated up to 4 minutes. You
Yeah.
know, it's still hard.
Still hard. Yes. Sounds hard. So what?
It gets a little easier, but the word I would say is you build up resilience by taking on challenges.
Yeah. But I want, I said, yeah, I'm going to yes and. You know, yes, and it makes sense to really think about the value of the challenge. You know, really think about what you might learn or what muscle you might make stronger or how it, you know, gets you to a goal. Get really clear on what your goal is. And then it helps us stick with the challenge. Because let me tell you, on day 9 of my challenge, I was like, I hate LinkedIn. I'm never doing this again. But I persevered and it's going better now. So yeah,
Well,
something to try. What's a challenge for you as a listener?
yeah, where are you being complacent, where you might want to challenge yourself a little bit? That's sort of an inquiry we'll leave you with. I will say there's also value in I took on a big challenge caring for my nieces last month. And they were recently orphaned, and I was one of several aunts and uncles who've sort of on this rotation. And I knew this was going to be very challenging, and I said yes to it. And it was a miserable failure, really. It just was a, it was, it didn't go well, you know. And but there was some learning from that, and there was also some benefit to them, which I not. It's too long a story here for the podcast, but I'm hopeful that down the road, that there'll be some benefit. So there can be complete failure in a challenge, and yet you can harvest some good from it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like we've got a topic for a future podcast.
What's
That
that?
you know, whatever that meant for you, what you're learning, maybe.
Oh. Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe so. But guys, so here's the inquiry we're going to leave you with. Look at your life, look at what your work you're doing as a leader, see where you may be playing a little small, and challenge yourself to take some risk. And if you want some help with that, reach out to Margaret or me for some coaching. We would love to help you through a challenge.
Yeah, help you decide if this is a good challenge for you.
Yeah. So go put it into practice.